YoungPhantomBeats.com.
Yeah. Young Cam. We push on some real shit. Yeah. It was a Friday night. I was chilling in the club with my nigga. That's when he introduced me to his girl. She just came around. She was so fine. I done said out loud. I said that in my mind. And as she sat down, she gave me that look like she wanted to steal me, just like a crook. But I played it cool, just by the book. But every time I turn around, she giving me looks. So my nigga said, I'm going to the bar and get some champagne. I said, hurry, dog. So we start to talk. She said, what's your name? I say, my nigga's Gail. She say, her name is Shell. So as we talking, she said, what it do? She said, you down with my man? I say, I'm down too. She said, hit a nigga on the line. Then she gave me a number, but I didn't write it down. I say, I'm fucking my best friend, girl. I'm fucking my best friend, girl. Damn. I'm fucking my best friend, girl. Damn. So every time he not home, man, she hit me up. And the cool thing about it, man, she pick me up. In my nigga truck, and that's so cold. Man, I can't believe this shit was going on. I know it's wrong, but it feels so good. Man, she screaming out my name when I give her that wood. And the sex is great. I ain't gon' lie, the temptation so strong, I can't resist. Nigga, real shit, so as a nigga hit, we ain't pulling up, so I gotta split. I jump out the window, then I ran fast. I thought he saw me, but that was a dog in the grass. So as the time passed, I'm sitting in my bedroom and I'm feeling mad. I said, damn, Kel, what the fuck are you doing? Fucking your girl, bitch, you gon' get your ruined life. But I didn't really understand. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, damn, I can't see things clearer, cause it's so fuzzy. Can't believe I'm doing this shit to my fucking buddy. I say I'm fucking my best friend, girl. I'm fucking my best friend, girl. Damn. I'm fucking my best friend, girl. Damn. She said tonight, a nigga hit me on the line. I said, what's up, nigga? He said, what's going down? I want you to come through. I said, well, at my house, bro, barbecue was over there. So when I showed up, my nigga dabbed me. How can I tell my nigga what happened? We joking and laughing on some funny shit. And here she go, coming with that bullshit. So as I hug her, I couldn't stand the feeling. It got a nigga shaking, I can't fight the feeling. I be like, damn, man, I gotta tell him nothing. Smiling in his face, I gotta say something. So as the people eating and as the people walking, we went to the back and we started talking. He said, what's up, dog? I'm trying to figure out how I'ma tell my nigga what this shit about. So he said, hurry up, I gotta go, man, cause my girl waiting at the top floor, man. I said, damn, how I'ma start it off? Cause he might get bad and knock my head off. So as I said, bruh, I gotta tell you something. He said, you better hurry up, you better say something. I said, damn, this might fuck up the whole world. Then I told my nigga, I'm fucking your girl. Damn. How cold this shit is, bro. Damn. That's fucked up. That's just how the game goes sometimes, my nigga. Just can't fight the temptation. Damn. And the moral of the story is, just watch out who you're attracting.